In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, on this fifth day of Christmas, the Feast of the Holy Family, we solemnly open the Jubilee year, the Holy Year of Hope, here at St. Patrick's. The God of hope, who in the Word made flesh, fills us with every joy and hope in the faith through the power of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Heavenly Father, you are the hope that does not disappoint, the beginning and the end. Bless the start of our pilgrim journey this holy year. Behind the glorious cross of your Son, bind up the wounds of hearts that are broken, loosen the chains that hold us slaves of sin, and grant your people joy of the Spirit so that they may walk with renewed hope toward their longed-for destiny. Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I'm going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Spes non confundit. Hope does not disappoint. In the spirit of hope, the Apostle Paul addressed these words of encouragement to the Christian community of Rome. Hope is also a central message of the coming Jubilee that, in accordance with an ancient tradition, the Pope proclaims every 25 years. Let us even now be drawn to this hope. Through our witness, may hope spread to all those who anxiously seek it. May the way we live our lives say to them in so many words, "Hope in the Lord, hold firm, take heart, and hope in the Lord." May the power of hope fill our days as we await with confidence the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let us go forth in the name of Christ. He is the way that leads to the Father, the truth that set us free, the life that has overcome death.
Hail, O cross of Christ, our only true hope.
You are our hope. We will never be confounded.
Please join in singing our entrance hymn, which can be found in your hymnals on page 702, "Once in Royal David City."
Thank you.
brothers and sisters, shall we invoke the Lord our God that he may bless this water. This water he created shall be sprinkled upon us all as a memorial of our baptism. May the Lord renew our hearts, especially this Jubilee year. Lord God, Almighty, source and origin of life, bless this water with which we shall be sprinkled, trustful that we shall receive forgiveness of sin, protection from infirmity, and from the deceit of the evil one, and the grace of your protection. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let us pray. O God, who were so pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, gloriously grant that we may imitate Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in practicing the virtues of family life and the bonds of charity, and so in the joy of your house, delight one day in eternal rewards through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children. And when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After that, they have completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him amongst their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and men.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, everybody, renewed Christmas blessings this fifth day of Christmas and happy Jubilee year, this year, upcoming year 2025, and a happy feast of the Holy Family. You know it's our Catholic tradition that on the Sunday after Christmas, we would celebrate the birth, the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that baby whose birth we celebrated just a couple days ago, is true God, you bet, but he's also true man. And as a true man, he has a mother, Mary. He had an earthly foster father, Saint Joseph. And Jesus, Mary and Joseph are the Holy Family. Oh, how appropriate, right? Because during these Christmas holidays especially, we seem most grateful for our families. To be a member of a warm, loving, united family is such a savored part of the human project that God the Father did not want his son, Jesus, to miss out on it. Now, it's kind of good to remember that in God's mind, there are three families, three versions of the family. When God our Father looks upon all of us, his cherished children, well, he beholds a family of people, the family of humanity. All of us created in his image and likeness. He's our father. We are his children. We are therefore brothers and sisters all. That's the universal family of humanity. That's the first meaning of family. Then, of course, he smiles and gives us our own human family. A man and woman united in lifelong, loving, faithful, life-giving marriage, blessed with kids, together, united in that most basic of all human communities, the very cell of society, living and growing together, surrounded and supported by grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. And then God's design is yet for a third family, namely the church, the family of the church. Remember when Jesus was teaching at the packed synagogue on a Sabbath, and one of the temple synagogue officials came and said, your mother and your family are outside. They want to get in and see you. To which Jesus replied, well, just who are my mother and my family? And he pointed around to his disciples, his followers, those who knew him, loved him, and served him. That's the church. That's his family as well. You see, the church is our spiritual family. God is our Father. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, yes, but the firstborn of this family, therefore our older brother. Mary, his mother, is our blessed mother too, the mother of the church. And all those who follow Jesus are our siblings, brothers and sisters in the faith. We're born into this supernatural family, the church, in baptism. We gather as a family at Sunday dinner, as we do right now, in the Most Holy Eucharist, the Mass. We mature and grow up through the sacrament of confirmation. When we hurt God or Jesus or our brothers and sisters through sin, well, we apologize in the sacrament of penance, confession. When we start our own family, we go to the sacrament of matrimony. And when we're sick, we approach our spiritual family, the church, for healing and care in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And we got a lot of relatives, We got a lot of relatives in our spiritual family, the church. We call them the saints, and we reverently remember all those generations who have passed on before us, the communion of saints. As with our natural family, we hardly chose our spiritual one, the church. We might drift away from our spiritual family, the church, every once in a while. We might even be at odds with the church or get mad at our soul family, the church, at times embarrassed or hurt by her. But that's also true of our natural, earthly families, isn't it? Our identity as a member of this family, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, cannot be erased. I'm as much a Catholic as I am a Dolan, as much as at times both those family names might exasperate me. The church is not some cold, clumsy, corrupt institution. It's our family of faith. Yep, at times it can be what we call today a dysfunctional family, like our earthly one can be, a family of sinners, still united in God and in Jesus, held together by the Holy Spirit, with Mary and Joseph and the saints and our brothers and sisters on the way to our eternal home of heaven. Just a day or two before Christmas, I went up to Westchester County Prison to offer Mass for the prisoners. They obviously could not be at home with their families for Christmas. And after Mass, one of them came up and whispered to me, "Cardinal Dolan, I'm 38 years old, and odds are I'm going to be in jail the rest of my life. These guys here at Mass in this chapel, they're about the only family I got. Jesus, this chapel, these masses, my prayers, my faith, these guys, they're everything to me. They're family." That convict appreciated well learning the hard way the mystery and meaning of what our spiritual family, the church, is like. Among the many Christmas cards that I received, thank you, one came from a fellow who's written me before about some of his troubles in life and his troubles with the church. And he says he keeps being drawn back. And in fact, he wrote in his card, he had gotten on his motorcycle and come down into the city. And right in front of Fifth Avenue, he wanted to come in those doors back there. He wanted to come into St. Patrick's Cathedral. But he said, something held me back. I didn't have the guts. I was reserved about going in. I just couldn't do it. I pray that one day I can. And I wrote him back, and I said, those doors are open. Home, as they say, is the place where we knock at the door. They got to take us in. Remember? I said, you're always welcome here. Let me know, especially this holy year, when you're going to come back through those doors. A blessed new year, everybody. A blessed feast of the Holy Family. A blessed holy jubilee year. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for our clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations, and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Jubilee year of hope may be an occasion of repentance and renewal in the Archdiocese of New York and throughout the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on all families, that the love, the unity, and the self-sacrifice of the Holy Family will be reflected in all aspects of family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We ask the powerful intercession of Mary and Joseph as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The whole nation has a Mary as white as the milk, and Mary shall bore Jesus all wrapped up in silk, and Mary shall bore Jesus our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly, holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly, 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 holly.
Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as green as the grass. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died on the cross. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly, holly, holly. And the first tree that's in the greenwood, it was the holly.
The holly she bears a berry
as black as the coal. And Mary she bore Jesus who died for us all. And Mary she bore Jesus our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the greenwood.
Now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. We offer you, Lord, this sacrifice, humbly asking that through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of God and Saint Joseph, you may establish our families firmly in your grace and your peace through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in Him God made visible, we may be caught up through Him in love of things invisible. So, with angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. The fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
each a day. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Glad you're here. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you. Tau Salvator.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which could be found in your hymnals, on page 669, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Dreamers.
Let us pray. Bring those you refresh with this most blessed sacrament, most merciful Father, to imitate constantly the example of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, so that after the trials of this life, we may share their company forever in heaven, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. A special blessing upon all of our families, all right, living and deceased, upon the families of those who unite with us in prayer on the Catholic Faith Network and the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129, and our own live stream. Blessings for this upcoming new year, that you'll all behave on New Year's Eve and have a blessed 2025, the Jubilee year, through the intercession of Mary and Joseph. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
And we invite everyone to leave through the side doors, please.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, which can be found in your hymnals on page 600, Joy to the World.